Chapter 43. Oscilloscopes and Angraphing Multimeters. Types of oscilloscopes. Terminology: an oscilloscope, usually called a scope, is a visual voltmeter with a timer that shows when a voltage changes. Following are two types of oscilloscopes. An analog scope uses a cathode ray tube, abbreviated CRT, similar to some television screens, to display voltage patterns. The scope screen displays the electrical signal constantly. A digital scope commonly uses a liquid crystal display, abbreviated LCD, but CRT may also be used on some digital scopes. A digital scope takes samples of the signals that can be stopped or stored and is, therefore, called a digital storage oscilloscope, abbreviated DSO. A digital scope does not capture each change in voltage, but instead captures voltage levels over time and stores them as dots. Each dot is a voltage level. The scope displays the waveforms using the thousands of dots, each representing a voltage level, and electrically connects the dots to create a waveform. DSO can be connected to a sensor output signal wire and can record over a long period of time the voltage signals. It can be replayed and a technician can see if any faults were detected. This feature makes DSO the perfect tool to help diagnose intermittent problems. A digital storage scope, however, can sometimes miss faults called glitches that may occur between samples captured by the scope. This is why a DSO with a high sampling rate is preferred. Sampling rate means that a scope is capable of capturing voltage changes that occur over a very short period of time. Some digital storage scopes have a capture rate of 25 million samples per second. This means that the scope can capture a glitch, or fault, that lasts just 40 nanoseconds. A scope has been called a voltmeter with a clock. The voltmeter part means that a scope can capture and display changing voltage levels. The clock part means that the scope can display these changes in voltage levels within a specific time period and, with DSO, it can be replayed so that any faults can be seen and studied. Oscilloscope display grid. A typical scope face usually has 8 or 10 grids vertically, or up and down, and 10 grids horizontally, or left to right. The transparent scale, or grid, used for reference measurements, is called a graticule. This arrangement is commonly 8 by 10 or 10 by 10 divisions. See Figure 43-1. Note, these numbers originally referred to the metric dimensions of the graticule in centimeters. Therefore, an 8 by 10 display is 8 centimeters or 80 millimeters or 3.14 of an inch, high in 10 centimeters, or 100 millimeters or 3.90 of an inch, wide. Voltage is displayed on a scope starting with 0 volts at the bottom and higher voltage being displayed vertically. The scope illustrates time left to right. The pattern starts on the left and sweeps across the screen from left to right. Refer to Figure 43-1. A scope display allows technicians to take measurements of voltage patterns. In this example, each vertical division is 1 volt and each horizontal division is set to represent 50 milliseconds. Scope setup and adjustments. Setting the time base. Most scopes use 10 graticules from left to right on the display. Setting the time base means setting how much time is displayed in each block, called a division. For example, if the scope is set to read 2 seconds per division, the total time displayed is 20 seconds. The time base should be set to an amount of time that allows 2 to 4 events to be displayed. Milliseconds are commonly used in scopes when adjusting the time base. Sample time is milliseconds per division and total time. Refer to Chart 43-1. The time base is milliseconds and total time of an event that can be displayed. Note, increasing the time base reduces the number of samples per second. The horizontal scale is divided into 10 divisions, sometimes called grads. If each division represents 1 second of time, then the total time period displayed on the screen is 10 seconds. The time per division is selected so that several events of the waveform are displayed. Time per division settings can vary greatly in automotive use, including MAP, or MIF, sensors are 2 milliseconds per division, or 20 milliseconds total. Network, or CAN, communications network are 2 milliseconds per division, or 20 milliseconds total. Throttle position abbreviated sensor are 100 milliseconds per division, or 1 second total. Fuel injector is 2 milliseconds per division, or 20 milliseconds total. Oxygen sensor is 1 second per division, or 10 seconds total. Primary ignition is 10 milliseconds per division, or 100 milliseconds total. Secondary ignition is 10 milliseconds per division, or 100 milliseconds total, and voltage measurements is 5 milliseconds per division, or 50 milliseconds total. The total time displayed on the screen allows comparisons to see if the waveform is consistent or is changing. Multiple waveforms shown on the display at the same time also allow for measurements to be seen more easily. See Figure 43-2 for an example of a throttle position sensor waveform created by measuring the voltage output as the throttle is depressed and then released. Volts per division. The volts per division, abbreviated V divided by DIV, should be set so that the entire anticipated waveform can be viewed. Examples include throttle position sensor, 1 volt per division, or 8 volts total. Battery, starting and charging, 2 volts per division, or 16 volts total. Oxygen sensor, 200 millivolts per division, or 1.6 volts total. Notice from the examples that the total voltage to be displayed exceeds the voltage range of the component being tested. This ensures that all the waveform is displayed. It also allows for some unexpected voltage readings. For example, an oxygen sensor should read between 0 volt and 1 volt, or 1000 milliseconds. By setting the volts per division to 200 millivolts, up to 1.6 volts, or 1600 milliseconds, is displayed. Refer to Figure 43-2. The digital storage oscilloscope, DSO, displays the entire waveform of a throttle position sensor from idle to wide open throttle and returns to idle. The display also indicates the maximum, 4.72 volts, and minimum of, 680 meters V, or 0.68 volts, readings. The display does not show anything until the throttle is opened, because the scope has been set up to start displaying a waveform only after a certain voltage level has been reached. This voltage is called the trigger or trigger point. Refer to Figure 43-3. AC voltage varies over time from positive voltage to negative voltage. The effective value, 0.707 of peak, is the level of DC required to deliver the same power. AC voltage. Definition: whereas direct current abbreviated, DC, flows in one direction, alternating current abbreviated, AC, voltage changes direction continuously. The voltage varies over time and the waveform is a sine wave. See Figure 43-3. Refer to Figure 43-4. Ripple voltage is created from the AC voltage from an alternator. Some AC ripple voltage is normal, but if the AC portion exceeds 0.5 volts, then a bad diode is the most likely cause. Excessive AC ripple can cause many electrical and electronic devices to work incorrectly. DC and AC coupling. DC coupling. DC coupling is the most used position on a scope because it allows the scope to display both AC and DC voltage signals present in the circuit. The AC part of the signal rides on top of the DC component. For example, if the engine is running and the charging voltage is 14.4 volts DC, this is displayed as a horizontal line on the screen. Any AC ripple voltage leaking past the alternator diodes is displayed as an AC signal on top of the horizontal DC voltage line. Therefore, both components of the signal can be observed at the same time. AC coupling. When the AC coupling position is selected, a capacitor is placed into the meter lead circuit, which effectively blocks all DC voltage signals, but allows the AC portion of the signal to pass and be displayed. AC coupling can be used to show output signal waveforms from sensors, such as distributor pickup coils, magnetic wheel speed sensors, magnetic crankshaft position sensors, magnetic camshaft position sensors. The AC ripple from an alternator. See Figure 43-4, and magnetic vehicle speed sensors. Note, check the instructions from the scope manufacturer for the recommended settings to use. Sometimes it is necessary to switch from DC coupling to AC coupling, or from AC coupling to DC coupling, to properly see some waveforms. Pulse trains. Definition: scopes can show all voltage signals. Among the most commonly found in automotive applications is a DC voltage that varies up and down and does not go below zero, like an AC voltage. A DC voltage that turns on and off in a series of pulses is called a pulse train. Pulse trains differ from an AC signal in that they do not go below zero. An alternating voltage goes above a number of channels below zero voltage. Pulse train signals can vary in several ways. Refer to Figure 43-5. A pulse train is any electrical signal that turns on and off, or goes high and low in a series of pulses. Ignition module and fuel injector pulses are examples of a pulse train signal. See Figure 43-5. Frequency. Frequency is the number of cycles per second measured in hertz. The engine revolutions per minute is an example of a signal that can occur at various frequencies. At low engine speed, the ignition pulses occur fewer times per second, or lower frequency, than when the engine is operated at higher engine speeds. Duty cycle. Duty cycle refers to the percentage of on-time of the signal during one complete cycle. As on-time increases, the amount of time the signal is off decreases and is usually measured in percentage. Duty cycle is also called pulse width modulation, abbreviated PWM, and can be measured in degrees. See Figure 43-6. Pulse width. The pulse width is a measure of the actual on-time measured in milliseconds. Fuel injectors are usually controlled by varying the pulse width. See Figure 43-7. Definition. Scopes are available that allow the viewing of more than one sensor or event at the same time on the display. The number of events, which require leads for each, is called a channel. A channel is an input to a scope. Commonly available scopes include single channel. A single channel scope is capable of displaying only one sensor signal waveform at a time. Two channel. A two channel scope can display the waveform from two separate sensors or components at the same time. This feature is very helpful when testing the camshaft and crankshaft position sensors on an engine to see if they are properly timed. See Figure 43-8. Four-channel. A four-channel scope allows the technician to view up to four different sensors or actuators on one display. Note: often the capture speed of the signals is slowed when using more than one channel. Refer to Figure 43-6, Figure A, a scope representation of a complete cycle, showing both on-time and off-time. Figure B, a meter display, indicating the on-time duty cycle and percentage. Note the trigger and negative symbol. This indicates that the meter started recording the percentage of on-time when the voltage dropped, or start of on-time. Refer to Figure 43-7. Most automotive computer systems control the device by opening and closing the ground to the component. Refer to Figure 43-8, a two-channel scope being used to compare two signals on the same vehicle. Refer to Figure 43-9, Figure A symbol for a positive trigger. A trigger occurs at a rising, or positive, edge of the signal, or waveform. Figure B, a symbol for a negative trigger. A trigger occurs at a falling, negative, edge of the signal, or waveform. Triggers. External trigger. An external trigger is when the waveform starts when a signal is received from another external source, rather than from the signal pickup lead. A common example of an external trigger comes from the probe clamp around the cylinder number 1 spark plug wire to trigger the start of an ignition pattern. Trigger level. Trigger level is the voltage that must be detected by the scope before the pattern is displayed. A scope starts displaying a voltage signal only when it is triggered or is told to start. The trigger level must be set to start the display. If the pattern starts at 1 volt, then the trace begins displaying on the left side of the screen after the trace has reached 1 volt. Trigger slope. The trigger slope is the voltage direction that a waveform must have in order to start the display. Most often, the trigger to start a waveform display is taken from the signal itself. Besides trigger voltage level, most scopes can be adjusted to trigger only when the voltage rises past the trigger level voltage. This is called a positive slope. When the voltage falling past the higher level activates the trigger, this is called a negative slope. The scope display indicates both a positive and a negative slope symbol. For example, if a waveform, such as a magnetic sensor used for crankshaft position or wheel speed, starts moving upward, a positive slope should be selected. If a negative slope is selected, the waveform does not start showing until the voltage reaches the trigger level in a downward direction. A negative slope should be used when a fuel injector circuit is being analyzed. In this circuit, the computer provides the ground and the voltage level drops when the computer commands the injector on. Sometimes the technician needs to change from negative to positive, or positive to negative, trigger if a waveform is not being shown correctly. See Figure 43-9. Using a scope. Using scope leads, most scopes, both analog and digital, normally use the same test leads. These leads usually attach to the scope through a BNC connector, which is a miniature standard coaxial cable connector. BNC is an international standard that is used in the electronics industry. If using a BNC connector, be sure to connect one lead to a good clean, metal engine ground. The probe of the scope lead attaches to the circuit or component being tested. Many scopes use one ground lead and then each channel has its own signal pickup lead. 500. Refer to Figure 43-10. Constant battery voltage is represented by a flat horizontal line. In this example, the engine was started and the battery voltage dropped to about 10 volts, as shown on the left side of the scope display. When the engine started, The alternator started to charge the battery and the voltage is shown as climbing. Measuring battery voltage with a scope. One of the easiest things to measure and observe on a scope is battery voltage. A lower voltage can be observed on the scope display as the engine is started, and a higher voltage should be displayed after the engine starts. See Figure 43-10. An analog scope displays rapidly and cannot be set to show or freeze a display. Therefore, even though an analog scope shows all voltage signals, it is easy to miss a momentary glitch on an analog scope. Caution: check the instructions for the scope being used before attempting to scope household AC circuits. Some scopes, such as the Snap-on MODIS, are not designed to measure high voltage AC circuits. Graphing multimeter. A graphing multimeter, abbreviated GMM, is a cross between a digital meter and a digital storage oscilloscope. A graphing multimeter displays the voltage levels at two places. On a display screen. In a digital readout. It is usually not capable of capturing very short duration faults or glitches that are likely captured with a digital storage oscilloscope. See Figure 43-11. Graphing scan tools. Many scan tools are capable of displaying the voltage levels captured by the scan tool through the data link connector, abbreviated DLC, on a screen. This feature is helpful where changes in voltage levels are difficult to detect by looking at numbers that are constantly changing. Read and follow the instructions for the scan tool being used. Refer to Figure 43-11, a typical graphing multimeter that can be used as a digital meter, plus it can show the voltage levels on the display screen. Review questions. Question 1. What are the differences between an analog and a digital oscilloscope? Question 2. What is the difference between DC coupling and AC coupling? Question 3. Why are DC signals that change called pulse trains? Question 4. What is the difference between an oscilloscope and a graphing multimeter? Question 5. What is the difference between a positive trigger and a negative trigger? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. Technician says, an analog scope can store the waveform for viewing later. Technician B says, that the trigger level has to be set on most scopes to be able to view a changing waveform. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 2. An oscilloscope display is called A. A. Grid. B. Graticule. C. Division. D. Box. Question 3. A signal showing the voltage of a battery displayed on a digital storage oscilloscope is being discussed. Technician A says that the display shows one horizontal line above the zero line. Technician B says that the display shows a line sloping upward from zero to the battery voltage level. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. Setting the time base to 50 milliseconds per division allows the technician to view a waveform how long in duration? A. 50 milliseconds. B. 200 milliseconds. Circa 400 milliseconds. D. 500 milliseconds. Question 5. A throttle position sensor waveform is going to be observed. At what setting should the volts per division be set to see the entire waveform from 0 to 5 volts? A. 0.5 volts per division. B. 1.0 volts per division. Circa 2.0 volts per division. D. 5.0 volts per division. Question 6. Two technicians are discussing the DC coupling setting on A. DSO technician A says that the position allows both the DC and AC signals of the waveform to be displayed. Technician B says that this setting allows just the DC part of the waveform to be displayed. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. Voltage signals, or waveforms, that do not go below zero are called A. AC signals. B. Pulse trains. C. Pulse width. D. DC coupled signals. Question 8. Cycles per second are expressed in A. Hertz. B. Duty cycle. C. Pulse width. D. Slope. Question 9. Oscilloscopes use what type of lead connector? A. Banana plugs. B. Double banana plugs. C. Single conductor plugs. D. BNC. Question 10. A digital meter that can show waveforms is called A. A. DVOM. B. DMM. C. GMM. D. DSO. End of chapter 43.